suspension went into effect last Wednesday, and that we're trying to restore the flights. I know that right now some of our mission leadership is in Khartoum. I believe at this time what's being proposed is that international flights should go through Khartoum. If we do have flights to Entebbe, they should be routed through Khartoum instead. I do know that we will stop troop rotations that will be able to go direct, from what I've been told. We'll go direct from Entebbe to El Fasher. That's all we know right now. The support base is significant to us because in Entebbe we have a base that basically provides assistance to several of our missions in Africa, as well as serves as a training facility. We also have many of our mission staff that are based there, mostly as a cost-cutting measure, and they're doing HR, human resources work there, finance work, and we also have our travel office, which is there. It also happens to be a leave station for our personnel. So Entebbe is very significant for the UN in general in Africa. Into our mission.
Why do you think they decided to halt these international flights?
I'm not sure, and I can't really speculate on it as to why it was done, but I know they're trying to correct the problem now, but I can't really speculate as to why it's happened. As you know, I mean, there has been some tension in the country, and we don't know if that has any reason to do with it or not, you know, between some problems that have been happening in South Sudan and Sudan. We're not sure if that plays into it or not.
At the moment, your flights are going to have to go north to Khartoum before then going south to Entebbe, which I imagine is at great additional cost and expense to the UN mission.
Right. Well, that's if the permission is allowed. We're hoping that it is going to be restored and that actually we'll have to allow the flights at least through Khartoum. But it would be an inconvenience, and it would cost the UN more money to, of course, route the flights through there. So we're hoping that they can resolve the situation. If the flights can't go directly from El Fasher to Entebbe, that hopefully there'll be another solution. If we do have the option to go from Khartoum to Entebbe, at least that's better than nothing.
According to the AFP news agency, they have a spokesperson for the foreign ministry in Khartoum who's denying that there has been a suspension of flights. They're saying this information is completely incorrect. We didn't suspend any UNAMID flights.
To be honest, I was actually on a flight on Wednesday, and I was to travel to Entebbe, and I had to disembark the flight because the flight was not able to leave. So firsthand, I can tell you that I don't know, maybe our mission has suspended the flights on their own, but I just know that I tried to fly to Entebbe on Wednesday. I was actually on the aircraft, and on Thursday I tried to go as well, and both times the flight did not take off.